which took quite a long time because goats can catch a lot of things that cows can catch, plus a lot of things, plus that sheep, plus catch, plus a complete range of horrible ailments of their very own. When she had finished listing wooden udder, ear wilt, and the octarine gargit, she tried to recall the complex code of dots and lines that they used to cut in the trees around Badass, so that lost villagers could find their way home on snowy nights. She was as far as dot, 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 dash, dot, dash, hub by Turnwise, 1 mile from the village, when the universe around her vanished with a faint pop. She fell forward, hit something hard and gritty, and rolled to a halt. The grittiness was sand, fine, dry, cold sand. You could tell that even if you dug down several feet, it would be just as cold and just as dry. Esk lay with her face in it for a moment, summoning the courage to look up. She could just see, a few feet away from her, the hem of someone's dress. Something's dress, she corrected herself. Unless it was a wing. Could be a wing, a particularly tatty and leathery one. Her eyes followed it up until she found a face, higher than a house, outlined against the starry sky. Its owner was obviously trying to look nightmarish, but had tried too hard. The basic appearance was that of a chicken that had been dead for about 2 months, but the unpleasant effect was rather spoiled by warthog tusks, moth antennae, wolf ears, and a unicorn spike. The whole thing had a self-assembled look, as if the owner had heard about anatomy but couldn't quite get to grips with the idea. It was staring, but not at her. Something behind her occupied all its interest. Esk turned her head very slowly. Simon was sitting cross-legged in the centre of a circle of things. There were hundreds of them, as still and silent as statues, watching him with reptilian patience. There was something small and angular held in his cupped hands. It gave off a fuzzy blue light that made his face look strange. Other shapes lay on the ground beside him, each in its little soft glow. They were regular sorts of shapes that Granny dismissed airily as geometry. Cubes, many-sided diamonds, cones, even a globe. Each one was transparent and inside was... Esk edged closer. No one was taking any notice of her. Inside a crystal sphere that had been tossed aside onto the sand floated a blue-green ball, crisscrossed with tiny white cloud patterns that could almost have been continents if anyone was silly enough to try and live on a ball. It might have been a sort of model, except something about its glow told Esk that it was quite real and probably very big and not... in every sense, totally inside the sphere. She put it down very gently and sidled over to a ten-sided block in which floated a much more acceptable world. It was probably disc-shaped, but instead of the rimfall, there was a wall of ice, and instead of the hub, there was a gigantic tree, so big that its roots merged into mountain ranges. A prism beside it held another slowly turning disc surrounded by little stars. But there were no ice walls around this one, just a red gold thread that turned out on closer inspection to be a snake. A snake big enough to encircle a world. For reasons best known to itself, it was biting its own tail. Esk turned the prism over and over curiously, noticing how the little disc inside stayed resolutely upright. Simon giggled softly. Esk replaced the snake disc and peered carefully over his shoulder. He was holding a small glass pyramid. There were stars in it, and occasionally he would give it a little shake so that the stars swirled up like snow in the wind and then settled back in their places. Then he would giggle. And beyond the stars? It was the disc world. A great Artuan, no bigger than a small saucer, toiled along under a world that looked like the work of an obsessive jeweller. Jiggle, swirl. Jiggle, swirl, giggle. There were already hairline cracks in the glass. Esk looked at Simon's blank eyes and then up into the hungry faces of the nearest things. And then she reached across